Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or if you'd like to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, you can do that as well. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, check out the downloads, the uploads, the pictures, the new commentary, which we have out on WorldNet Daily today. You can check that out. Church Militant, we'll be talking about that in just a little bit here. We want to finish up what we've been talking about over the last couple days, which has been, let's return to the old past. We've been talking about the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and now we're up to the 80s. But aside of that, friends, you can check that out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to my personal website, which is Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E, double E. Two different websites, one personal, one, it's a fan page. It means people like me, I guess. Some don't. But that's okay. That's to be expected. They said of Jesus, some men say that he's a good man. Others say that he deceives the people. So you're not going to please everybody, right? But as well, I might want to add that you can also check us out on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And friends, if you'd like to call in, the phone lines are accessible. It is 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And Steph, well, maybe you can share why that is.
Well, you know, you were just talking about going back to the old paths, and this kind of bridges it very nicely. And looking up some of the different responses that we've had over the past couple days here, Debbie Japp, you had posted a quote by, well, it was about John Knox from Mary Queen of Scots, and she said, "I fear the prayers of John Knox more than all the assembled armies of Europe." And Debbie said, she commented that and said, "I like your show about the way they used to preach. That's the kind of church I grew up in, yep, where they told you the truth about the Bible, and I never heard anybody whining to the minister that it hurt their feelings."
Yeah.
"That's the way people get convicted. Otherwise, they are going to continue to live in the world's ways."
Well, Martin Luther rightly said, either you're to preach in such a way that they're either going to hate their sin or they're going to end up hating you. There is no in between. John Wesley said during his evangelistic course, they're either going to get mad at you or they're going to get converted. So there is no in between. It's just that simple.
That's right. And also, Shirley Childers, SOL on Facebook, said, "We need to be God's warriors like Paul, Peter, John, etc. We are not to be meek when we are fighting the devil." That's a valid point, too. Scott Dottie said, "We have become a tolerant church." Speaking of going back to the old paths, "We have become a politically correct church. We should be trying to defeat evil with everything we have, including the sword." So talking so much about the old paths and going back there.
And he's talking about the sword of the spirit.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Hebrews 4.
We also got a lot of likes of your relentless liars in the media exposed on Western journalism. About 1,500 people like that over there. So if you'd like to check out the liars in the media article. Please continue to go to Western Journalism. They got some good stuff over there. And the picture of a prophet. It's the YouTube clip that you have. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Great video.
On Facebook. Yep. One of the comments is, responses, I should say, to the video was, wow, this is really a great message. Thanks for sharing this, Bradley. And Alicia Woodworth also said, beautifully true. So I think people are really looking at it saying, wow, this is exactly the picture of what things were like in the days of old and what they should be like today. So those are some of the responses we've gotten recently.
Right. Well, you know what's interesting about that is because when you begin to think about the gifting of the prophet and who the prophet is, you have to ask those that object to the gift of the prophet, why were they killed?
Mm-hmm.
Those that tried to tame the methodology of the prophet, why were they stoned? To those that just don't like it because their feelings are hurt, well, then what are you trying to hold on to and what are you trying to avoid? Well, let me tell you, the prophet always points it out. You're avoiding the cross. You're avoiding denying yourself. You're avoiding taking up the cross and following him. Jesus said that he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And what's the first prerequisite Jesus said to those that wanted to follow him? He said, listen, deny yourself and take up the cross. And what about those that love Jesus so much and they went on a little ways with him? And then it got to the point where in John 6, Jesus turned around and said to him, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you'll have no part with me. And then if you remember right, he said to the disciples, he was speaking to Peter in particular, he said, will you also go? And Peter looked at him and said, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. And so Peter understood the anointing. He had ears to hear and eyes to see. And there's others that don't. Because when he said, either you eat my flesh and drink my blood, that's not what he was saying, friends. It was not allegory, but a metaphor and a parallel to try to get them to understand spiritual things. Because if you remember right, Jesus said the natural man receives not the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. So in saying that, he was saying to them, listen, you're going to understand who I am. And if you don't understand what I'm telling you right here, well, I'm going to bring you to a place where you're going to understand it through trials and tribulations, because straight and narrow and difficult is the way to enter into the kingdom of heaven. And if you don't so choose to want to understand who I am, well, the Bible says many of his disciples walked with him no more.
That's right.
So it's really up to them. It's really what's in man's heart. And we got to keep in mind Deuteronomy 30, prophets were always sent there by God because God was always proving the hearts of the people who will stay or who will go. And then if you want to go to the New Testament, you can go to 1 Corinthians 10 as well.
Right.
And talk about those that stuck it out and those that didn't stick it out. And it doesn't mean that they, you get the point. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to venture not too far off of what we're talking about right now, but great stuff. We appreciate that. Was there any more?
No, that's good. That's what we got for now.
Okay, folks, yesterday we were talking about, and the day before, and the day before, and the day before, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths, where's the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. And then it says in Proverbs 24:21, my son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. Listen to what he said again. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. So in saying that, friends, we're not to give our time to those that bring about change away from God's words. God is saying, come back to the old ways, don't depart from me. And we have those that are trying to bring about change, trying to get you away from what God had commanded, again, through his commandments, not his suggestions. In the process of that, we have talked about, again, just recycling a little bit, folks. We talked about the 30s. The 40s, the 50s, the 60s. We talked a little bit about the 70s yesterday. And what we're going to do is when we come back, we're going to get to the 80s. And then once we get through the 80s, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about the church militant. I think you're going to like this, friends, because it really shows you where the church should be in America. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. People love this topic. The response has been overwhelming. Again, check it out on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I'll give you the analogy one more time. We'll sew up Remember When memoirs from the 30s to the 80s in just a couple minutes here, but this is the analogy. Grandma rocks. You just heard some of the responses from yesterday's radio show. One evening, a grandson was talking to his grandmother about current events, and the grandson asked his grandmother what she thought about the shootings at schools, the computer age, and just things in general. The grandma replied, "Well, let me think a minute." She said, "I was born before television, penicillin, polo shots, frozen foods, Xerox, contact lenses, Frisbees, and the pill." Grandma said there was no radar, credit cards, laser beams, or ballpoint pens. Man had not yet invented pantyhose, air conditioners, dishwashers, or clothes dryers, and clothes were hung out to dry in the fresh air. "Your grandfather and I got married first and then lived together, and every family had a father and mother until I was 25 years old. I called every man older than I, sir. We were before gay rights, computer dating, dual careers, daycare centers, and group therapy. Our lives were governed by the Ten Commandments, good judgment, and common sense. We were taught to know the difference between right and wrong and to stand up and take responsibility for our actions. Serving our country was a privilege, and living in this country was a bigger privilege. We thought fast food was what people ate during Lent, and having a meaningful relationship meant getting along with your cousins. Grandma said draft dodgers were people who closed their front doors when the evening breeze started, and time sharing meant time spent together with the family in the evenings and weekends, not purchasing condominiums. Grandma said, we never heard of FM radios, and she said, I never remember any kid blowing his brains out listening to Tommy Dorsey. If you saw anything with Made in Japan on it, it was junk, said Grandma. The term making out referred to how you did on your school exam in Pizza Hut, McDonald's, and instant coffee were unheard of. We had 5 and 10 cent stores where you could actually buy things for 5 and 10 cents. Ice cream cones, phone calls, rides on a streetcar, and a Pepsi were all a nickel. And if you don't want to splurge or you didn't want to splurge, she said you could spend your nickel on some, well, enough stamps to mail one letter and two postcards. Grandma also said you could buy a new Chevy coupe for $600. She said, but who could afford one? Too bad, because gas was 11 cents a gallon. In my days, Grandma said, grass was mowed, Coke was a cold drink, pot was something your mother cooked in, and rock music was your grandmother's lullaby. Aides were helpers in the principal's office. Chip meant a piece of wood. Hardware was found in a hardware store, and software wasn't even a word. We were the last generation to actually believe that a lady needed a husband to have a baby. And no wonder, Grandma said, people call us old and confused, and say there's a generation gap. Friends, how old do you think Grandma is? This woman is 68 years old. The point? Go back to the old past. So let's get over to the 80s really quick. So what happened in the 80s? You know, I'll do a little bit of a contrast. Hang on a second. Doing this stuff live for you right now. If you go to the 1930s and you see that a house was, brand new house in 1930 was $7,146. In 1980, you're already seeing the decline, friends. $68,714 in 1980. The average income in 1930 was $1,973 per year. In 1980, it was $19,173 per year. So things, well, there, folks, there's a great decline going on here. Why? Because this is what happens to a nation that forgets God. I'm just using numbers. The average rent in 1930 was $15 a month. Average rent in 1980 was $300 a month. A new car in 1980, $7,201. A new car in 1930 was a mere $610. Tuition to Harvard University in 1980 is $5,300 per year. In 1930, it was $400 per year. Look at the increase. Look at the inflation, friends. A movie ticket in 1980 is $2.25. Movie ticket in 1930 was 25 cents. Things getting better or worse? Talking numbers here, friends. Gasoline, 1980, I remember this. $1.19 per gallon. 1930, I don't remember this. A gasoline, a gallon, 10 cents per gallon. United States postage stamp in 1980 was 15 cents. Friends, in 1980, it was 15 cents. Now we're in 2013, and how much is a stamp? How much is a gallon of gas? How much is a movie ticket? How much is tuition? What is the average rent today? What's a new car cost? Folks, a new car in 1980 alone, $7,201. A new house, $68,000. Where can you find a house for $68,000 unless you go to some small rural town out in the middle of North or South Dakota or Iowa? There's quite a difference, friends. In 1980, talking about going back to the old past, we're not to meddle with them that give the change. President of the United States was Jimmy Carter. Vice President was Walter Mondale. Life expectancy in 1980 was 73.7 years. You go to the 1980s. Start looking at the songs that are coming out from the musicians compared, or in contrast to 1930, quite a difference. It starts to get quite lascivious, carnal. Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen. Lead singer died of AIDS. He was a homosexual. $19.80. Lady by Kenny Rogers, for all you country fans out there. Magic, Olivia Newton-John, she's a lesbian. Crazy Little Thing Called Love in the 1980s. These were all hits back then. Queen, again, a homosexual singer. Died of AIDS. The big movies that came out in 1980 were The Empire Strikes Back, The Shining, Raging Bull, and Caddyshack, if you remember any of those. Now, if I go to movies in 1930, All Quiet on the Western Front. By the way, Hitler did not want that movie coming to Germany. The Big House, Bulldog Drummond. When you look at the advertisements in 1930, very upright, very pious in a lot of ways, godly, very clean cut. In the 1980s, you're starting to see suggestive, I don't want to say innuendo, but it's very suggestive, the pictures that they're using here. Starting to show curves like they haven't showed curves before, shape the way they haven't showed shape before. Even in 1980, there seemed to be some sense of, well, godliness in this country. And they actually have a picture in 1980 of a little baby, reach out and touch someone, Bell System. Now the only thing that they promote is choice. How to teach the next generation how to kill a baby. You know, it's interesting, in 1930... it was unheard of. As a matter of fact, in the 1960s, I believe it was in 62, John F. Kennedy, speaking of abortion, was asked about abortion. He said that's barbaric, insinuating, friends, and making the point that that would never happen here in America. He said it was barbaric. So what I've done is I've shown you, friends, why it's advantageous to a country, to an individual, to a community, whatever the case may be, to return back to the old paths. Because when we return back to the old paths, we can partake with something called peace, because we're established in righteousness, because the people have a sense of judgment, because they have a knowledge of God's law, making the distinction between that which is right and wrong. And what we've allowed up to this point, since the 60s, really, friends, America's been, hey, listen, there's been a tumultuous system in our country since its birth. There's no question about it. But the question that I lay to your candor, friends, is who's going to win the day? I'll tell you who. Who loves their freedom the most? Who loves their God the most? Who loves their people the most? Thus saith the Lord, stand in the old ways and see and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we would not walk therein. God said, I have set watchmen over you, saying, listen carefully to the sound of the trumpet, the warnings. But they said, we will not listen. So what we need to do is we need to open our ears and we need to listen as to what he is telling us. Because, again, friends, as I shared yesterday, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. We still have the power. We just seen that a couple days ago on the commemoration of September 11th with over 2 million bikers going to Washington, D.C. standing up. And I believe that's symbolic of the will of the American people at large in majority. Folks, you got Bradley, Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, friends, I got so much information. I don't mean to be downloading on you in the way or in the fashion that I am, but, folks, I got 1 hour, and guess what? I got a lot to say. My brother always told me you got the gift of gab. Really? I think he was right. We got Brian Summerfield calling in from Petroski, Michigan. How are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bradley.
You wanted to give an update as to what was going on with the teacher that was busted actually committing a crime against an eighth grader. Can you kind of give us and itemize what took place there in Michigan?
Yeah, this was a situation with a middle school student from the period from like 2006 to 2009. So what had happened was it finally got found out, and during the this is a small town in central Michigan, and literally tearing the town apart. Well, during the sentencing phase of this, there was a situation where some teachers stepped forward and said that, you know what, you should go a little bit light on this because of the situation. Well, this is the part where your head's going to explode and you're just going to have a headache. I'll tell you some of the things that were said in this in regards to teachers. It said that on this that there was a, if you've got a, some of these teachers were saying that, go easy on this. You know, this was an isolated thing, and yeah, we support them and all that. Yeah. Well, the outrage from that is that parents started withholding their kids from the school district.
Yep.
In Michigan, it's worth about $7,000 per student.
Yep.
87 kids have already been pulled out of this school.
Amen.
Costing the school district $600,000.
Amen.
And there's a count day in Michigan coming up on September 25th.
Yep.
And depending on how many more parents do this, it literally could cripple this school.
Good.
For not taking action against these teachers that came out to support this other teacher.
Amen. And what happened? What happened to the teacher? What's the teacher's name that actually violated the little eighth grader?
His name.
Neil. I don't have it in front
Neil
of me.
Neil Erickson.
Thank you. And
yep.
Can you tell the people what happened to the parents of the little eighth grader that was violated by this teacher? Can you tell them what started to take place concerning their personal lives when they stood up against the school district?
Well, they literally were almost threatened.
Yeah.
And it literally, you had the town almost split between who was supporting who.
Okay, so I'm kind of curious to know who would support a pedophile. I mean, what is it that these people don't understand? I mean, do they need for their
teachers?
That's exactly right. And you know what I would do, Brian? I would vet every single one of them teachers, because if they're standing behind a pedophile, it probably means that, well, there's probably a little bit more going on behind the scenes than people are, you know, actually seeing with their eyes for someone to support a pedophile. I mean, this is some crazy stuff. But if you look at the NEA, they have a homosexual caucus. If you look at the NEA, that wasn't good enough, the homosexual caucus, so they had to come up with something called a drag queen caucus. When you look at international baccalaureate, when you look at these curriculums that are being thrown down, it's pretty horrendous stuff, friends. And I think the bottom line is we need to simply pull our kids. And you're seeing what can happen on a nationwide basis. If the American people would stand up and pull their kids at large, they would shut down the federal government from implementing, well, indoctrinating their kids at large anyways and throwing them into a cesspool of indoctrination. I mean, just think if everybody in this country just said, enough is enough, Brian, we're pulling our kids, the system would fail in a week.
Yep. Here's some of your quotes that are just going to make you shake your head going, what is this world coming to?
Okay.
The attorney for this man,
yep,
basically contended that the victim, who was 14 years old when this started, did not suffer severe psychological damage.
Yep.
Then you had teachers that came to his aid saying that, well, you know, Neil made a mistake, but he allowed a mutual friendship to develop into much more. But he's realized his mistake and ended it years ago. So, you know, everything's fine now. That's what a teacher said in his defense.
Yep.
And the school board was unwilling to act on some of these teachers that would make these statements. And in all, it's really going to hurt the school district and the community more, to where it's going to be much more devastation than the psychological damage that's already taken place.
Yeah, I mean, forget about the kid. It's about the school and it's about the teachers now. And this is the mentality the American people have taken on. And when our kids begin to suffer, I mean, just think about the abortion industry. Look at this, what we're talking about right now. Friends, this is just the beginning. We haven't seen anything yet, but I want to say this. If you want to dare God's justice, this is the way to do it. We're talking about our little people, and we're talking about the older people that should be training up our little people in the ways that they should go, but rather they're victimizing, or they're actually assaulting our kids now, and then they play the victim when they're busted for their crimes against our children. That's how backwards things have become in this country.
It is, and in the you know, the response on the one side is appalling, but I'm glad to see that the parents standing up and doing something about it.
Amen. Amen. And tell them if they need help. Tell them the Sons of Liberty are here to do whatever we can do within our power to make sure people know all over the country what's going on in their little town.
We'll definitely do it. You got a lot of listeners through that area. It's a Sons of Liberty zone.
Amen. I appreciate it, Brian, my friend. And by the way, I'll get in touch with you in just a couple days. I'm in transition right now, trying to catch up in life, okay?
Good deal. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Friends, let's get over to this. You know, it's something else. We're talking about our kids. You know, one time I was driving through Missouri, and we were doing high school assemblies, as a matter of fact. And when we were doing these high schools, I kept seeing all these billboards, mature bookstores and the, you know, sex stores and, you know, all this other garbage, and mature audiences only, or gentlemen's club. And I looked at the bus driver and I said, look at this. By the way, Missouri has the highest pregnancy, teen pregnancy rate in the country. And I looked over, and knowing this, I looked over at the bus driver and I said, look at the message that they're teaching the young people, that you have to be 18 years old before you become a full-fledged pervert in this country. And they have it completely backwards. Scripture says, Jesus said, he said, wisdom is justified by your children. The Bible says that we're to train up the children in the ways that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. I didn't know that we were to train them up in the ways that they should go that will destroy their souls and their personal lives and their marriages and their families. But this is accepted as the norm in this country today. Talking about completely up on its head, friends. Read Isaiah 59 when we get some time, because that's where we are at today as a country, and it's not a good place to be. We need to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith, and only in, friends, when we get to that point, only then will we begin to understand how this is supposed to operate, how this is supposed to work. This is why we're called the light of the world. And boy, oh boy, have we gone down the wrong path. I'm talking about the older generation at large, to allow the fall to the next generation as to what they're dealing with. Hey, this generation is subjected to everything and protected from nothing, and there's no question about it. And we need to be the adults in the situation and protect them from this criminal mentality that the older generation, not everybody, but those that are, those that we're talking about right now, it's just absolutely horrendously sick, and they're sick in the mind. And we're talking about these burnt hippies from the 60s and the 70s that are still burning out on PCP, hash, heroin, whatever the case might be. And don't tell me I'm lying, friends, because what he just got done saying, what Brian just got done sharing with us, this is what's happening across the country. This guy just happened to be one that was busted. Reminds me of a politician. Oh, he's so sorry for what he did. You know, the only thing he's sorry about is the fact that he was caught. End of story. And we need to deal with them according to the laws of the land. And when we start to allow and to actually try to stand up and advocate this behavior or vindicate this kind of behavior, there's something wrong with society at large. Why a school would be divided over something like that, which, by the way, I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. I believe the majority of the people are sickened by what's going on, and they want justice. And you have an attorney on the other side that's trying to justify a pedophile. I believe he just got 18 years, too, by the way, so good for them. Folks, have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? D.L. Moody was right when he said, you can't go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. Listen to what I said again. Have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught? Unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul, you cannot go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. Folks, this last week I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the lack of Christ in the professed Christians in this country. The conversation led into what people think Jesus Christ came into the world to do, turning his character into something that is, in fact, completely opposite of who Christ was incarnate. That means who he was in the flesh. Christ was one who spoke boldly, John 7:26, and not as the scribes. Christ is the one that came to bring a sword and not peace, Matthew 10:34. Rather than Christ in power as a conqueror, Revelation 6:2, the professed church has attempted to make him look and act just like themselves. Exodus 20, verse 4. Tolerant and fruitless, fallen and defeated, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. Hebrews 12:2. Friends, it never ceases to amaze me. The complete incompetence, corruption in government, abortion, homosexuality, lack of obedience, so on and so forth, that I've seen in the professed church in America. 300,000 pulpits remain silent in the face of the assault. And yes, friends, I said the professed church. And of course, just to clear the air, I'm making the distinction between the goats and the sheep, keeping in mind that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. Matthew 23. And folks, when I come back, I'm going to talk about the church militant. Where's the militancy that needs to be found in the church? It was Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, founder of Salvation Army, that said the very nature of Christianity is aggressive. Yes, indeed, she's right. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check us out online. We'll be right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation. There is so much untruth out there that has been engineered onto our nation, and Bradley uncovers the lies and makes it easy to understand.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
David J. Smith of Newswatch Magazine. January 2011, after a federal law was passed to transfer a World War I memorial in the Mojave Desert to private ownership, the United States Supreme Court ruled that the cross in the memorial could continue to stand. But the Obama administration refused to allow the land to be transferred as required by law and refused to allow the cross to be erected as ordered by the court. How much more anti-biblical can you get? We would like to offer you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Last segment, 1-877-807-9977. Talking about the church militant. D.L. Moody said, have you ever passed through the furnace and been taught by the Spirit of God that your natural gifts go for naught unless you have the fire of heaven in your soul? He said, you cannot go on heavenly missions without heavenly fire. Oh, my goodness, friends. Oh, my goodness, friends. Folks, I got a question for you. How do we reconcile the present church with men of old that proved the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? You do the parallel. You do your homework. You study out men of God 100 years ago who walked with God, who knew God, and everybody seen the fruit of Jesus Christ in their life. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't play with God's kids. When God said in Psalm 2, touch not mine anointed, you did not mess with God's kids. Remember what God said to Abraham? I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Remember when Jesus in Scripture in the New Testament said, hey, listen, it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble you. Now you have a church, a professed church, might I add, that has no spine whatsoever, and they run from their fears. Douglas MacArthur said this. Never take counsel from your fear. The enemy of your soul loves to use fear to cripple you, to paralyze you. Yet Jesus said, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And love is not according to man's fallen nature, but according to Christ's risen nature. When I look at the prayers of David concerning his enemies, he was confident. I was just reading yesterday when Saul took 3,000 of his most valiant men and started to hunt David down. And God gave him Saul's throne. When you look at David's life, the man was constantly in war. Yet Scripture tells us, friends, that God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, has established the sure mercies of David. And we're so far away from that. You look at the modern professors today. They got these big smiley faces on, these brand new suits and these million-dollar buildings and 5 houses and 10 airplanes and 3, you know, Mercedes-Benz, whatever the case might be. But you look at men of old, and when you look at their countenance, they look like they've gone through hell backwards. But not according to the professed church today. What the professed church of today does, they talk about what God used to do rather than walking in the power of who He is. Because if you remember right, Scripture tells us that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations. I am the Lord thy God. I change not. Malachi 3:16. Hebrews 13. So friends, if God didn't change, we see who has changed. The professed church has changed. And there's quite a distinction. Hey, folks, back in the day, and I'm talking about the days of old, listen to what John G. Lake said. He said, Christianity did not come into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Where are those days? They can still be ours. But we're going to have to do it the way God commands, not the way man commands. And how is that? Through total consecration, through total selfishness. Total selflessness, friends. Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Folks, you know what? They were magnifying the laws against killing innocent babies. There was no such thing as abortion. They were magnifying the laws against homosexuality. There was no homosexuality, and if it was there, I'll tell you what, that's why it was in the closet, because it wasn't tolerated. There's always been corruption in government, and the reason there's always been corruption in the government is because there's always been a little leaven in the church, the foxes that spoil the vines. Because church, you need to understand something, the government is an extension of your leadership. They really are. And America, I want you to remember something. It's not us against them. They are only a representation of what we allow them to be. So if we walk in holiness, we're going to demand that the government walks in holiness, that they uphold the laws, not pervert the laws. You see how that works? Remember what John Adams said, the second president of the United States? The church is called to be the moral compass of society. See, folks haven't learned the consecration part. They haven't learned that we're God's inheritance. We haven't learned that we need to deny ourselves, but I'll get to that in a minute. See, today's professed church allows abortion, 3,700 babies a day to be murdered. That's not Christianity. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. God commanded, thou shalt not kill. And let me tell you what the professed church in America is afraid of. Let me explain. The life of a Christian is warfare, an intense warfare, and it's a lifelong contest. John Calvin said, whomsoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evils. Or what about the great field preacher, George Whitefield? He said, the riches of his free grace cause me daily to triumph over all the temptations of the wicked one, who is very vigilant and seeks all occasions to disturb me. So friends, Christianity is a battle waged against invisible foes who are always alert and seeking to entrap, deceive, and ruin the men that God has chosen for his purposes and the souls of men. Because the Christian life, friends, is no picnic or an excursion. It's not entertainment or pleasure or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling, Acts 14:22. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and be in the end more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. Hey, friends, just a little bit of a side note. Do you realize that the enemy sowed tares while men slept? Do you realize that this government is busy during Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter? When you rest for the holidays, guess what? They pump up their efforts tenfold. Why? Because they know that you're taking a break. You're not being vigilant. You're not paying attention to what's going on in your government. Look at the Patriot Act. Look at how they operate through Obamacare. Folks, they're sowing the tares while you sleep. And the price of freedom is eternal vigilance in the natural and in the spiritual, but it starts in the spiritual first. Folks, the Christian walk is not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair. From start to finish, it is spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they first draw their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 2:3. True that. Oh, my feelings have been hurt. Ah, I didn't like the way you said that. Where's the love? Folks, love says hard things. Remember what Jesus said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. He said, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Remember, Judas betrayed Jesus Christ, who is love, with a kiss. You know, keep in mind as well, friends, Jesus said hard things, but it was also Jesus who bled for the sins of those that he was talking to. We must respond to the gospel. Is he an austere man? Absolutely not. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church members appear to know the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully. Succeeding in getting to heaven and receive the crown of life, Matthew 7:13. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way, few be there that find it. Guess what few means, friends? It means few. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer, Revelations 12:17. And folks, that's just a point that I mean to highlight. The professes church's greatest defect today is there is little to nothing of the soldier element in it. 2 Timothy 2:3. The discipline, the self-denial, the spirit of hardship and determination that belong to the military life are so prominent in it, they are lacking in Christianity. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to end. And remember, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But we need not forget, the victory does not come without a fight. We got to fight. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653.